Yeshmera Shabbat, page 7.
Yeshmera Shabbat, El Yeshmerei, Yeshmera Shabbat, El Yeshmerei, Odi Me'o Me'ad, Eino Uveini, Odi Me'o Me'ad, Eino Uveini, Yeshmera Shabbat, El Yeshmerei. Yeshmera Shabbat, El Yeshmerei, Odi Me'o Me'ad, Eino Uveini, Odi Me'o Me'ad, Eino Uveini.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And it's a wonderful and an exciting Shabbat. Wonderful and exciting first as we welcome Lucas and the family to the front row. And tomorrow's just going to be a magnificent, magnificent day. And welcome to everyone. And we welcome Rabbi Amy Perlin, our founding Rabbi Emerita. And yes, and Gary Perlin, also welcome. Wow. You know, we get this number every week, but they came out especially for you. And this week we're marking two very, very important events. First, we mark the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, and you know, it calls to mind going down to D.C. and seeing the statues on the Mall and just the power of his words and the power of his voice. And having been in Selma and Montgomery just this past summer, you really appreciate the depth of the commitment, the importance of the vision of not only Dr. King, but everyone who was and is working for civil rights. And this is also our kickoff for the World Zionist Organization, World Zionist Congress elections. We're going to be looking to register as many people as possible. And Gary is going to be speaking about that this evening. So it's a wonderful dual sense of connection, of equality, vision, and justice. We continue now with the candle blessing on page 12, candle blessing number 3. I'd like to invite Sylvia Cohn, Grandma, Poppy, and Nanny to come to light the candles.
Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav Vitzivanu lechad likner shel Shabbat.
We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10. 3 weeks ago, on Shabbat, I was in Jerusalem. And it's amazing as you walk in the city, the panoply of people you'll meet from all over the world and from so many different demographics, so many different places, those who live in Israel. And this is a poem reflecting that spirit by Danny Siegel. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, your streets are filled again with children, proud children. Be joyous, Mother Rachel, your children have come home. Home, such a foreign word to the refugee from Argentina, the Vishnitzer Chosid, the Jew from a Bulgarian cities, that you are home, and there is no more need to hide and steal across the border, is the stuff of Jewish lullabies. When the plains at Lud crowd with long-lost sons and daughters, truth and freedom blur near disbelief. Tiberias and Yavna, raise your voices. Masada, burst your rocks with song, for we are at home. Lecha Dodi was written in Israel, and when we turn to face the door, we'll welcome the Sabbath bride, and the image of Jerusalem abounds.
Lecha Dodi, Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad Yishmi'anu el hamiyuchad Adonai echad u'shemo echad L'shemo tiferet v'dit hila L'echad odi L'chifrat kala B'nei shabbat L'chabila L'echad odi L'chifrat kala Likrat Shabbat lechu v'necha, ki mikor habracha, mirosh mikedem nisucha, sof maaseh b'machshava tchila, lecha dodi, likrat kala, b'nei Shabbat, likabila, lecha dodi, likrat
standing for the Baruch Hu on page 17. together on page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. Before morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. The bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bonds with generations passed through Torah. The Shema is on 22. V'yahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha v'etecha u'b'lechtecha v'aderech Shachbecha ukumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, ayu litarafot bene necha, uchtavtam b'al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, item kiroshim leohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yot lechem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Eloheichem. We came out of Egypt. We have a responsibility to care for others. A prayer for this weekend by Rabbi Andrea Goldstein. Source of all being, creator of all life, may goodness find its way into the hearts of your children. May those who wield power do so with a balance of wisdom, justice, and compassion. May those who feel powerless remember their intrinsic worth and also act with a balance of wisdom, integrity, and compassion. May we all feel called to action based on the injustices of racism, and see ourselves not as enemies of one another, not in a struggle with one another, but as human beings created in the image of God, connected to one another's well-being. May all of us come to acknowledge that racism is pervasive. May we commit to sitting down with another in honest dialogue, opening our hearts in compassion to one another. bearing witness to the pain and fear of another, even if, and especially if, the other looks and seems so different from ourselves. May we commit to joining together in acts of justice that will bring about equality, education, economic opportunities, law enforcement. May each of us come to understand that ultimately, my experience of freedom and justice is inextricably linked to the freedom, justice, and peace of every other person in our country and city, our county, and the world. May we open our eyes to the invisible lines that connect and unite us all with a clarity of vision. May we continue to work for a world where every person's life is valued, cherished, and loved. Amen. Mira Moja, celebrating moments of redemption.
Michamocha by Rima Donai, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh, Michamocha by Rima Donai, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh, Nora Tehi Lord, Jose, Jose Fele. Michamocha by Rima Donai, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh, Michamocha by Rima Donai, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh, Nora Tehi Lord. Oseh, Oseh fele, Malchutecha ra'u v'anecha, Bokei hayam lifnei Moshe u'Miriam. Ze'eli anu v'yamru, Adonai yihloch le'olam va'ed. Michamocha b'ayim ha'donai, Michamocha ne'edar b'kodesh. Michamocha b'ayim ha'donai, Michamocha ne'edar b'kodesh. Nora techi lo oseh, oseh fele. Michamocha b'ayim ha'donai, Michamocha ne'edar b'kodesh. Michamocha b'ayim ha'donai, Michamocha ne'edar b'kodesh.
We continue with Vishamru on page 27.
Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. La'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam.
With the Tefillah, the central portion of our worship service, on page 29. Please rise.
Adonai, Sifatai Tiftach, Rufi Agi, Tehilatecha. Adonai, Sifatai Tiftach.
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu veimotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikonei Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, u'mevi g'ula livnei v'nehem, l'ma'an shmo ba'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. The bottom of page 30. Ata gibor l'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, Mechalkel chayim b'chesed, mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofech holim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato ishine afar, mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, melech meimit umechaye, umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, Baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai tzvaot, melochol haaretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 40. Grant us peace, your most precious gift, O eternal source of peace, and give us the will to proclaim its message to all the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may be a stronghold of peace and its advocate among the nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship among the inhabitants of all lands. And may the love of your name hallow every home and every heart. Blessed is the eternal God, the source of peace. We continue with our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom. The words are in your service folder.
Thank you.
shalom tova uvracha. Sim shalom tova uvracha. Chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom tova uvracha. Sim shalom tova uvracha.
Pause for a moment of silent prayer and meditation.
Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi, v'gyon libi lefanecha. Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi, v'gyon libi lefanecha. Adonai turi vegoali. Adonai turi. Adonai turi vegoali. Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi. Vegyon libi lefanecha. Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi. Vegyon libi lefanecha. Adonai turi. Adonai turi vegoali. Adonai turi. Adonai turi vegoali.
At each service, we hold in our hearts anyone in need of healing, physical, emotional, spiritual. We keep them in our hearts as we sing together our prayer for healing. The words to Misha Berach are in your service folder.
Abraham, Yitzhak, ve'Yaakov. Mi sheberach imotenu, Sara, Rivka, Leha, ve'Rachel. May the one who blessed our mothers, may the one who blessed our fathers, hear our prayer. Baracha Avotinu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov. Misha Baracha Avotinu, Sarah Rivka Lea V'Rachel. May the one who blessed our mothers, our fathers, hear our prayer, hear our prayer, hear our prayer, hear our prayer, and bless us as well.
Bless us with the vision for tomorrow. Help us to reject those in pain. May your heart be friendship in our sorrows. Give us courage, give us strength, show us the way. Misha Merach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov. Misha Merach Avotenu, Sarah Rivka Lea V'Rachel.
The length of an introduction is inversely proportional to the importance of the speaker. It's the words of Rabbi Alexander Schindler. The President of the United States, you just say, Mr. President. So, Gary Perlin. And I did ask Gary what was important to share at this moment, and that he helped lead the integration of ARTSA, our Zionist organization, into the URJ, and he's now chairing the Israel and Reform Zionism Committee. He asked to give the sermon tonight because this is the beginning of a national effort to get out votes for the World Zionist Congress. And I feel like a moth radio hour. What are you most proud of? Being a charter member of TBS. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Rabbi Crystal, and thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. You know, most people dread the task of sifting through and packing up one's household possessions, a process in which we are currently engaged. But it doesn't take much encouragement for me to spend hours getting lost, pouring through piles of personal memorabilia. Of course, my avowed purpose is to throw away long-ignored papers, lest we have to move them again, as we have from house to house over the decades. The truth is, I simply can't resist the opportunity to awaken old memories, or to see what our kids and grandkids now think of as ancient history come alive through the eyes of my much younger self. Why do I make this confession? Well, the message I'm sharing with you tonight started while I was rummaging through the remnants of an overstuffed file labeled high school, or what you might call a time capsule straight out of the 1960s. What I encountered were my personal connections with two causes that clearly energized me, and I dare say many of the other baby boomers in the congregation this Shabbat. I'm speaking of Zionism and the American movement for civil rights. My first real encounter with Zionism came in July 1965, when I joined my father on a visit to Israel organized by the Israel Bonds Office in Chicago. I recovered from my dusty files the delegation's program and a personal journal. I've never forgotten that we were received by Paula and David Ben-Gurion, who had moved to a kibbutz near Beersheba after he retired a couple of years earlier as Israel's first prime minister. But as I perused the program, I was amazed that we met with Ben-Gurion's successor, Levi Eshkol, as well as the president of the Supreme Court, the chair of the Bank of Israel, and a list of other legendary leaders like Golda Meir, Abba Iban, Shimon Peres, and Ezer Weitzman. Our itinerary was light on the usual tourist destinations, but was filled with visits to educational institutions, hospitals, military bases, industrial facilities, kibbutzim, and Arab villages. I'm not sure how much I appreciated as a 14-year-old visitor, but looking back, I realize that I was witness to the unfolding Zionist dream of building a great nation. The welcome we received from so many officials also made clear that Israel needed and appreciated the help of American Jews. That feeling grew only stronger for me in the ensuing years as Israel was drawn into the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. My memories of being stirred by the civil rights movement are more vivid, as it motivated me to get active in politics. That said, I was still struck by my recent discovery in a yellowed copy of our high school's alternative newspaper of a transcript of the remarks I delivered to a memorial assembly on Friday, April 5th, 1968, the day after Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. I quoted extensively from Dr. King, whose birthday our country solemnly celebrates this weekend, including from his I Have a Dream speech. What most surprised me was the depth of feeling I discovered in my own words, which followed that quote. It was the 17-year-old version of me that said, "It was this beautiful dream that was shattered yesterday by an assassin's bullet. It was a racist society that pulled the trigger." As the Zionist and civil rights movements clearly moved me, I know they affected most American Jews growing up in those tumultuous times. Yet my purpose tonight is not to relive our personal memories. It's to reflect on how these two movements, which some might think of as having little to do with one another, are so closely linked, both in history and as we look forward. The essential values of those who built and led the Zionist and civil rights movements were strikingly similar. What's more, each movement evolved in response to similar realities, albeit on two different continents. In the case of Zionism, that reality was discrimination and persecution against European Jews, including in countries where Jews were emancipated from the ghettos, but not from being seen as the other. Even when Jews were granted the citizenship they coveted, most never felt accepted as full-fledged members of the nations among which they lived. For early Zionists, the word Jewish came to define their nationality more than it did their religion. As a young and revolutionary nation comprising people from widely varying backgrounds, the United States professed its intention to adopt universal values embodied in such Jeffersonian principles as all men are created equal. Our freedom of religion was guaranteed by the First Amendment. Belatedly, but emphatically, the 14th Amendment promised equal protection of the laws. As we all know, however, many Americans, especially those of color, have persistently been denied such protections. What the Zionist and civil rights movements accomplished in response to these challenges was historically stunning. In September 1897, after convening and presiding over the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland, Theodor Herzl wrote in his diary, "At Basel, I founded the Jewish state. If I said this out loud today, I would be answered by universal laughter. Perhaps in 5 years, certainly in 50, everyone will know it." And in May 1948, just 50 years later, the State of Israel was born. In the U.S., the civil rights movement took center stage only after the Second World War. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made his mark as a leader during the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott in 1955. He became the founding president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957 and proclaimed at the conference's prayer pilgrimage that year, "Give us the ballot and we will no longer have to worry the federal government about our basic rights." Just 7 years later, Dr. King watched as President Johnson signed into law the historic Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title I of which was designed to deliver equal voting rights. On this Shabbat Shemot, we read in the Torah of the birth of Moses, his awakening Jewish social conscience, his first encounters with God, and his reluctant path to leadership. Many of Herzl's and King's followers reasonably attributed Moses-like qualities to their leaders. And in many ways, both Herzl and King were more successful than Moses in reaching their initial goals. But just like Moses, neither Herzl nor King would live to see the true achievement of what they set out to accomplish. Moses' calling was not simply to lead the children of Israel to the promised land, but also to inspire them to live up to God's elevated moral expectations of the Israelites. Likewise, Herzl's purpose was not simply to create a Jewish state in Palestine, and King's was not simply to witness the signing of the Civil Rights Act. You see, both of these modern Moses figures were big dreamers, and it is left to us to help realize the fullness of their dreams. Debbie Friedman memorably set Herzl's words to music, "Im tirtzu, ein zo agada," if you will it, it is no dream. But what was his Zionist dream? Was it simply the refrain, "Lihiyot amchoshi be'artzenu," to be a free people in our own land? No. According to biographer Stephen Beller, Herzl, like earlier Zionists, believed that his Judenstaat, or Jewish state, would not only make Jews free, it would make them better as creators of a model state. What Beller meant by that became clear in Herzl's novel Altneuland, or Old New Land, published 5 years after the first Zionist Congress, in which Herzl describes what the future Jewish nation becomes. Two fictional characters of Altneuland say it best. One notes, "Because the Jews, now in their own state, treat minorities well, they are treated well as a minority elsewhere. For tolerance can and will always only rest on reciprocity." Another says, "You should hold on to what made us great: liberality, tolerance, and love of mankind. Only then is Zion, Zion." I barely need to remind you about Dr. King's dreams, because he etched them into our national consciousness when he spoke before the massive assemblage at the Lincoln Memorial on that sweltering day in August 1963. "I have a dream," he said, "that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." Even more memorably, Dr. King said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Dr. King's vision was about more than just passing laws. It was about changing our attitudes and our culture. Such dreams cannot be legislated into being, nor realized overnight. They can only be realized when there is true equality of opportunity to vote, to work, and to live in a society of mutual respect. Movements are defined by the actions and words of more than a single Moses. And it's striking that several leading American Zionists were also champions of the civil rights movement. Two such towering leaders were Rabbi Stephen S. Wise and Rabbi Joachim Prinz. Wise, who was one of Herzl's most important allies in the U.S., wedded his sense of liberal Judaism with what Mark Rader cites as Rabbi Wise's heightened sense of ethnic national identity. But Wise did more than help launch the Federation of American Zionists in 1897. He was also a founder of the NAACP, calling the problem of racial discrimination in the U.S. the quintessential Jewish issue. As a young rabbi in Germany in the 1920s, Joachim Prinz was an outspoken Zionist. In his last sermon before being exiled by the Nazis in 1937, Prinz is quoted by Benno Cohn as saying, "All around us is profanity, but our Jewish nationality is holiness." After arriving in the U.S., Rabbi Prinz first worked for Zionist organizations and then became spiritual leader of a large Reform congregation in Newark, New Jersey. There, he became an outspoken champion of civil rights and famously offered his pulpit to Dr. King. So it wasn't surprising that Prinz was invited to address the March on Washington immediately before King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech. If you follow the link in Rabbi Kristol's message in the weekly TBS email, you can see the whole speech on video. Among the words spoken by Rabbi Prinz, which resonate with me today, are the following. "When I was the rabbi of the Jewish community in Berlin under the Hitler regime, I learned many things. The most important thing that I learned under those tragic circumstances was that bigotry and hatred are not the most urgent problem. The most urgent, the most disgraceful, the most shameful, and the most tragic problem is silence. America must not become a nation of onlookers. Not merely Black America, but all of America. It must speak up and act, not for the sake of the Black community, but for the sake of the image, the idea, and the aspiration of America itself." If that is what acclaimed Zionists said about civil rights, what did Dr. King say about Zionism? Not much, it seems. But Professor Seymour Martin Lipset records that shortly before King's assassination, the civil rights leader responded to a derogatory comment about Zionism during a Q&A session with Black students at Harvard as follows. "Don't talk like that. When people criticize Zionists, they mean Jews. You're talking anti-Semitism." That sentiment feels pretty important in 2020. Today, we're blessed with the legacy of early Zionists and forceful civil rights leaders whose dreams are unfinished. Our calling as faithful Reform Jews is to carry the baton handed to us by Theodore Herzl, by Martin Luther King Jr., and by so many others. We must speak up and act. We must live their values. You know best what that means for you as American citizens in this country. So I will conclude my remarks by describing one tangible thing that we as American Jews can and must do for the broader Jewish people. We must, each of us, exercise our right to vote to elect representatives in the 38th World Zionist Congress that will meet in Jerusalem this October. Yes, this is the same body that Herzl first convened in Basel in 1897. But rather than concerning ourselves with the creation of a Jewish state, we must act to ensure that Israel lives up to Herzl's dream and the vision contained in its Declaration of Independence. Israel will foster the development of the country for all its inhabitants. It will be based on freedom, justice, and peace as envisaged by the prophets of Israel. It will ensure complete equality of social and political rights to all its inhabitants, irrespective of religion, race, or gender. It will guarantee freedom of religion, conscience, language, education, and culture. We can discuss in the library after services exactly how the elections and the Congress itself work. Suffice it to say, each of us has the opportunity to vote online starting this Tuesday, January 21st, through March 11th. For Jewish American delegates who will comprise more than one-third of the next Zionist Congress. I not only implore you to exercise your right to vote, I ask that you vote Reform. A slate of candidates that includes both Rabbi Perlin and me. I sincerely believe that our slate is the one whose values comport most closely with the authentic Zionist ideal of building a Jewish, democratic, and pluralistic state of Israel to be a light unto the nations. I look forward to talking with you after services and over the next few weeks about the ways in which the Reform Zionist movement in America and our allies leverage our representation in the Congress. Together, we work for a strong democratic civil society in Israel, for an end to discrimination based on religion, race, gender, and sexual orientation, and for a two-state solution that brings long-term peace. We advocate effectively for Israeli recognition and financial support for the many diverse expressions of Jewish religious identity. Specifically, this includes the Israeli Movement for Progressive and Reform Judaism, the umbrella organization of more than 50 Reform congregations and parent of the Israel Religious Action Center. In fact, our movement in Israel has received some $20 million since 2015 as a result of our success in the World Zionist Congress elections that year. As a retired financial executive, I can assure you of extraordinary returns on your investment of 2 to 3 minutes and the $7.50 processing and security fee it takes to vote. But now, I return once more to Dr. King's words. Just as I did on April 5th, 1968, at the Mather High School Assembly in Chicago. He said, "The only hope to save the world is to save America." Without a free America, there will be no free world. Let's not burn America down. Let's take her like she is and rebuild her. In that spirit, I say to you tonight, the only hope for a vibrant, values-driven Jewish people is a Jewish, democratic, egalitarian, and pluralistic state of Israel. To those who would bring Israel down because of her imperfections, and to those who purport to strengthen Israel with an ignoble form of nationalism, I say, let's take Israel like she is and rebuild her into the nation envisaged by our prophets, both biblical and modern. And let's start on Tuesday by voting reform in the World Zionist Congress elections. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
Gary, thank you so very, very much. Your words were an absolute inspiration for all of us and speak about the importance of Zionism, of civil rights. And I expect all of us on Tuesday to be enrolling and to be voting. It's very, very important for our dreams and for our movement in Israel. We continue now with the Aleinu. The Aleinu can be found on page 53. I'd like to invite Heather Taylor and Heather Cannonberg to come to open the Ark. For those who are able, please rise. Please be seated. During the year of mourning, remember fondly our beloved members, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Audra Surratt, We mourn the loss in the last 30 days of Stuart Bensman, the cousin of David Zweigel. Arnie Hyman, the husband of Regina Hyman, member, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom. Miriam Citrin, mother of Beth Citrin. Jean Ann Koss, friend of Sharon Drasnan. Sonia Budow, cousin of Bob Budoff. Harvey Small, father of Rebecca Klein. Warren Allen Zweigel, the father of David Zweigel. Recall the yard sites of Ralph Jaffe, Patricia Goring, Pat Green, Norman Selinsky, Alan Sonnet, Michelle Altieri, Teddy Earle, Joanne LeBeau, Jimmy Grubb, Karen Lent, Karen Gonzalez, Greta Schmo, Walter Goldsworthy, Walter Donald Goldsworthy, Karen Horan, Louis Schneider, Bella Barron, Anna Banov, Betty Rubin, Beatrice Gatterman, Lita Alter, Joseph Fernandez, Jack Rosenfeld, David Cohen, Tilly Burstein, Frank Reitel, Joyce Levinson, David Coffey, Raymond Smith, Danny Kramer, Amnon Velt, Fred Leary, Carl Ferreira. Remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Remember all who lost their lives in the civil rights struggle. Recall all of those who have lost their lives to violence in the world, to disaster, those with no one to remember them, and those who have lost their lives in the defense of freedom. For those who are able, please rise, page 60. Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabbah, v'yama divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chaye chon v'yamei chon, v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala uvizman kari v'yamru amein. Yehei shemei rabbah mivrach le'olam omei omaya, v'yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yatadar, v'yatale, v'yatalal, shmei d'grusha b'rechu. Le'e'la min kol birchata v'shirata, nushbachata v'nechemata, damiram v'alma v'imru amein. Ehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amein. Oseh shalom v'mromav, huya aseh shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yemru, amen.
V'yemru, 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 amen. V'yemru, 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 amen.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite those adults who are celebrating birthdays or anniversaries this month to come to the Bima. Great, come on unders, spread out the chuppah a little bit more. Great. So as I, we got a lot of, okay, electricity. You can still count if you're touching someone who's under. Great. So as I come around to you, either share what day in the month you were born or what anniversary it is.
The 23rd.
25th.
29th.
45.
16.
22nd.
Birthday or?
Day of the month for birthday or the number of the anniversary?
30.
It could be either one, okay.
22.
11.
26.
24th.
43.
43.
I always like to double check just to make sure they match. Mishaberach avotenu v'imotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers. Bless our friends as they're celebrating their anniversaries and their birthdays. Eternal God, may you continue to bless them with good health, with vitality. May you bless them with love, the love of friendship, the love of family, the love of spouses for one another. Eternal God, may you bless them to continue to learn and discover the wonders of your world, to always embrace adventures, to embrace the gifts of art, the gifts of beauty. Eternal God, may they feel your presence, the warmth and caring of the divine, the warmth and caring of the power beyond us. For those who are celebrating birthdays, may they continue for many years within the circle of family and friends. For those celebrating their anniversaries, may their love for each other continue to grow. Eternal God, may they be inspired to reach out to others with acts of caring in the world. May they feel and cherish the blessings of this moment. Yevarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichonecha, may God's light shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May God's spirit lift you up and give you shalom. Amen. Amen. Mazel tov, everyone. And Rachel, if you want to lead us in.
Bob's trying to come, but.
There we go.
Are you coming or no?
All right.
Ready?
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Shehecheanu v'kimanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Ah, 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 amen.
Was it close? Yeah. I saw you pick up the guitar. I'm like, do not play.
So, a young man of so many talents in our front row, including speaking Hebrew in his sleep. This new bar mitzvah is so amazing, he is literally growing taller as we speak. From the beginning of the service until now, we have shoes and suits of different sizes just awaiting you, just in case. So, to lead us in Kiddush, it is my pleasure to call the bright, caring, mitzvah-doing Lucas Cohen and his radiant smile, and accompanying him, his bright, caring mitzvah-doing family, with their own radiant smiles, giving off joy and warmth and love. Please come up to lead us in Kiddush. Kiddush is on page 61. Please rise. And I will mention that we are, Kiddush is being led with Aunt Jennifer's Kiddush cup, and we feel her joyous presence as wine is the symbol of joy on this evening.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitchanu Mitzvotav, Theratzavanu, V'Shabbat Kacho, B'Yahava Urason, Hin Kilanu, Zikaron Lema'aseh V'Reshit, Ki Hu Yom Techila, Lemikrae Kodesh, Secher Litziyat Mitzrayim.
Ki Manu Lachamasa, Yatanu kidashta mikol ha'amin b'shabbat kashecha be'ahava u'rason imhaltanu baruch ata Adonai mekadesh ha'shabbat. Together, as our joyful prayer is said, Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen.
You may be seated, and you may take that.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. I almost feel like I should say, Shana Tova, looking at the crowd tonight. On behalf of the Temple B'nai Shalom Board of Directors, I welcome to our Martin Luther King Weekend Shabbat service. Thanks to all who helped make this service possible, Rabbi Crystal, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, our ONIC crew, and our security watch. A special welcome and welcome home to Gary and Rabbi Amy Perlin. We always appreciate your presence in the house. And again, Gary, from judging from the crowd, we should have you here more often. And this is the house that you helped build. And Gary, thank you for your insightful setting of the historical context, showing today's relevance in the linkage of the American Civil Rights Movement and Zionism. It is so relevant to us as Americans and Jews today, as we collectively fight for a more just America among all the many dimensions. It is certainly a fitting topic in this house of worship, and I hope all of our congregants will vote reform in the upcoming World Zionist election, particularly as we vote for Gary and for Rabbi Perlin. It's really part of our duty as Reform Jews. If you have any questions about this, besides the lots of the information that'll be on the website, we have in the house tonight Bob Budoff, who's our chairman of the Israel Committee, and assisting him are our board members, Jim Sturm and Gary Cohen. So they'll be around after services, and anytime you have some questions, they will be very happy to answer. So please read your weekly emails, but a few highlights. There's no religious school on Sunday or the next. On Saturday, January 18th at 6 p.m., come to a Havdalah and Star Trek Generations movie. This is a family-friendly event, and you don't have to be a Star Trek fanatic to enjoy some pizza, a movie, and some fellowship with friends of TBS. And join for any or all of the three remaining sessions of our life program presented by Rabbi Crystal, A Taste of Talmud. We'll learn about where Jewish halakha, Jewish law, is derived, and how a bit of how to decode the Talmud, which I learned the other day. It's not easy. The sessions are on the three consecutive Thursdays, starting January 23rd, the 30th, and February 2nd. And it's okay if you missed the first one. You are welcome to all the others. Rabbi Crystal always offers a brief summary to catch everybody up. And finally, welcome to the front row, our bar mitzvah boy, Lucas, and his family is quite an entourage, Seth and Laura Jane. You are in a distinguished family of service. Thank you, Laura Jane, for all you're doing there. We know, Lucas, that you prepared well for this weekend, long and hard. And I think I saw you grow taller than your mom while you were up here. On behalf of your Temple family, congratulations on this special day, on the weekend, and Mazel Tov. And wishing you all a peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend, a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We close with Im Tirtzu, and the words are in your service folder. On this Shabbat and in the week ahead, may you have an opportunity to move our world one step closer to a place of justice for all. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.